Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defan Reziva Gagon, Bekarav Mamish. And as we said in the previous Mishnah, since we began the Perek by talking about Kinyanim, a man acquiring his wife, so now we're going to talk about other Kinyanim. The Mishnah tells us Eved Ivri, a Jewish Eved, Nikna B'Kesef B'Shtar, is acquired with Kesef and Shtar. We know that a Jewish man could be sold to another Jewish person to be an Eved, and the way to acquire him is either through money or with a Shtar. V'Kainas Atzmai, the way he acquires himself, which means the way he goes free, is in one of three ways, bashanim, uvayoivel, vigirin kesef, either through years, which means if he works 6 straight years, then he goes free, that's what the pasuk tells us. Yoivel is the 50th year of the Shemitah cycle. If that happens in the middle of the 6 years, he goes free, and girin kesef is a subtraction of money. Let's say he was purchased for 6 years for $60, that means that every year is valued at $10, and let's say he worked for 4 years, that's $40, he has to pay off another $20. If he manages to come with that money, he could buy his own freedom. Now you say, all of Amma Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant has one up over him. She acquires herself with simanim. She's only sold as a ktana, and the way that she would go free is if she brings simanim, signs of puberty, that she's not a ktana anymore, and then she would go. What about hanirtza? Nikna beritzia. An eved ivri that's called a nirtza, he's acquired through itzia. The Torah tells us that let's say at the end of the 6 years, the eved ivri decides not to go free. He likes his master, he likes his wife, and he wants to stay. There's a whole process which at the end, he gets his ear pierced with an anvil, and that's called ritzia. So that's how he's acquired by his master for another bout of working. The way he acquires his freedom in this stage of being a nirtza is by yovel of Mrs. Adain. Once yovel comes, or if his master dies, then he goes free. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, now talking about a non-Jewish Eved. Eved Kenani, a non-Jewish Eved, nikna b'kesef u'shtar v'chazaka, is acquired with either kesef or shtar, and also chazaka is valid. What's chazaka? So this is when the Eved Kenani performs some sort of service for the master, showing that he's subservient to him, for example, tying his shoe or carrying something after him. That would be considered chazaka, and that's an acquisition of the Eved Kenani. The kainas atzmai, the way he would acquire his own freedom, is bekesef aydei acherim, if somebody else pays for his freedom, or bishtar aydei atzmai, or if the master himself writes a shtar shechurer, a shtar freeing him, that can be handed to the Eved directly. Divrei Amar, that's Amar's opinion. Whereas Chachamim and Chachamim say bekesef aydei atzmai, even he himself could give his master money to buy his own freedom, or bishtar aydei acherim, others could accept a shtar shechurer for him, or bovaji akesef mishal acherim. It just has to be that the money that he's paying his master off with is from others. That's because we know Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi, whatever non-Jewish Eved acquires is automatically acquired by the master. So the only way the non-Jewish Eved is able to pay his way out is if somebody gives him money with a condition that his master does not have any rishus in it, and that's why he's able to buy his own freedom. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dalet, and hey, continue to talk about more Kinyanim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.